And that's what he's doing up there. And he had it, he's got everything figured out. He knew what his gross income was going to be. Said he didn't know exactly what his net would be, but said he knew about what his gross income would be. He's got contracts with people all around Washington, inside the neighborhood down around, to cut, mow their lawns and cut their grass and do a little landscaping. And he ain't but 14 years old. But he's the biggest man. He said, the reason I'm not going to go to school, he said, I just recently read the biography of two billionaires and said neither one of them finished the fourth grade.
I could have an influence.
I wrote him and told him, well, money wasn't everything, son. Right. You get your education. I mean.
Right.
And Tom is going to make him go to school, I guarantee you. He ain't going to let him stop.
What's that? Is Benoit an old town? Has it been around?
1888.
That's when it was established?
Well, the first stores were built in 1888. The town got a markup that says 1889. But the town had a block of stores built in 1888 by Mr. who owned the property that the railroad came through, you see. The railroad was to come south, but it made a bend at Dahomey and came on down this way toward Benoit in order to go through all of Mr. property. And so in the cinch it, he built those stores there the year before the railroad was built. But he knew right where the right-of-way was going to be, and he put the stores back just 100 feet or so from the railroad right-of-way. And the next year, the road come right in front of his stores. Mm. My mother went to French camp to school that year. And her old maid aunt waited until the first train came through to carry her to Greenville on the train, you see. Otherwise, it had to go through on with Surrey or something, or else catch a boat, you know, or no railroad. But she went to French camp in 1889.
What,
She died in 2 years ago at the age of 102, lived here in this house. And her mind was just as bright today as the day. She said, right, that chair you were sitting in, you sit here and look out and see that old house over where she was raised. And she really had a real happy life. This was her home.
Right. That's nice.
She's a grand old lady. Good Christian woman. Now my other child is a foreign missionary.
Hmm.
It's Korea, Sarah. In her 20 years.
Is that right?
They were not married. Devoted her life to the Korean people.
Do you?
And they call her their shepherd. She's their sheep. That's what we went to one of their. A lot of those Koreans have come to this country. She organized, pioneered a work among college students. That's who she works among. And she spent 2 years in the country as an evangelist, and then she got a call to teach college students. And she made a proposition to two universities in Kwangju that if they let her teach a class, if they let her use the Bible as a textbook, she'd teach a class in English in each school. And then she told her church that she had to move uptown to do that, and they wouldn't let her do it. And she had to live on the compound. She said, well, I just have to get out of the church. So that's what I'm going to do. Because a cousin of hers had sent her $10,000 to buy a building. And she bought the building. And she told them, and said, well, I've got the building. And I'm going to move upstairs, take my Bible woman with me in my, all of my household, and then this downstairs we used as a place for students to come in and drink coffee and play games and have a little Bible reading with me. And that's where she started off, without a single convert. And now it's got thousands of members.
Mm.